You're listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast featuring Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee. Even just sitting there listening to this podcast, you look fabulous. Welcome again this week to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. I am Donna Lee and my co-host here is...
Joseph Ryan.
Joseph Ryan. It's the Joseph Ryan and Donna Lee Show.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful show. Not only are we beautiful, but all of you are beautiful. And thank you for listening.
We love you all. So I have a cute story. Earlier you said the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And I know that you know my mom's... She's from Thailand.
Correct.
She cannot get an American phrase correct. And one day I was telling her my son did something and he was just like me and she has that really heavy Thai accent. And she tried so hard to get that phrase right. And she said, oh, Donna, apple not fall. And I went far from the tree and she went, that's what I said.
I think we need to get your mom on this podcast.
She's pretty funny. Yes.
Oh my God.
Still stuck in Thailand. But speaking of moms, we have a very special guest. So every week we're going to try to bring you a special guest. And I think today we have the most special guest.
I think so.
In the whole world. Let's let you introduce this one.
So everybody, this is my beautiful, wonderful, smart, and talented mother, Diane Nyberger. Hi, mommy.
Hi, Joseph. Thank you for having me.
Oh,
or should I say me having you?
See where I get
it? Uh-huh. That was awesome.
I know. I was telling her earlier, I was like, Mom, you're like so beautiful and you're so smart. And I was like, are you proud of that? Are you proud that you have a beautiful, smart son? And she's like, do I have to pick? Like, I was like, okay, you can have it all. It's okay.
Oh my gosh, your hair looks amazing.
Well, thank you. I just was at Ryan Wayne today and I got it done. It was so nice.
Right?
Isn't it a beautiful environment? Such lovely people to wait on me and bring me drinks and take care of every need. They brought me sandwiches. Oh my gosh.
Oh,
it was
my
great.
I've raised a monster.
She wants more.
But the problem was they had this beautiful suit sitting there calling to me. And I says, Joseph, are you going to get me that suit?
Oh my gosh.
She is a boutique fanatic.
That's funny. You're always dressed head to toe in Ryan Wayne, aren't you?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
Well, he's the one that got me addicted. What can I say?
I know.
He created this monster.
I know.
It's you.
And now I have to feed it. The monster's here and it's real. Okay.
I have to tell you yesterday before my appointment today. So we record some of these ahead of time. But I got a text from your amazing staff at the front that said, can we have a mimosa ready for you, darling, or a cappuccino? And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Yes, you may. So when I got there, what happened?
You had your mimosa.
My mimosa was ready to go. So if you're listening to this and you want outstanding customer service and feel beautiful at the same time, come visit the
Ryan
Wayne Salon.
Well, we really, 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 really try to make each client feel like a celebrity because I don't understand why celebrities get special treatment. They're just people like the rest of us. And
they're just
so
rich.
I mean, girl, we're all just trying to get rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm not mad at them. I'm happy for them. I'm just a little jealous. Okay. But I mean, I guess I'm okay. So here we are. But we really do try to make sure that the client experience is so important. We want to make sure that it's perfect for you from start to finish, that you don't feel anything that would make you uncomfortable, that you are totally taken care of. If you're hot, if you're cold, if you're hungry, if you're thirsty, like whatever you're needing, we're going to make sure it's done.
It's true. I'm a client and I can attest to that. But I can't wait to hear some Joseph stories from Mama Diane over here.
I'm so scared.
Was
you know,
he
I
an
thought
easy
twice
child?
About this.
Was he an easy child?
He was a fun child.
Fun?
He was so sweet, so cute with all his little blonde curls. His great big happy laugh. He was a happy baby.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, Joseph was a great child. He loved to tease his brothers.
Did they love it too?
No, they did not.
I maintain that I was an innocent bystander and that they abused me.
Right.
But you know, it's just all in who wrote the book.
That's
exactly.
Right.
History is
exactly.
Recorded differently in every
10
country.
10 children later. So how are all 10? Do we all chit-chat and take the K's together?
We get together once a year on New Year's.
Oh, that's cool.
Because that's one day of the year that most people don't do anything really particularly. That's our family get-together Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
My parents have always been very respectful of all of our partners and their families, and they told us from the beginning, like, I don't ever want you to choose between your husband or wife's family and our family. So growing up, we always celebrated Thanksgiving the day after.
Or before.
So that way, you know, you could go to your in-laws, and then you could go to the Nyberger family as well. And then same thing for Christmas. And so it became a tradition when my older siblings, because there's a 20-year span between children.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You were busy.
She's
Mama
busy
Diane
lady.
Was busy.
So as the older children were getting married and moving out and having their own kids, and they want to do their own family Christmas celebration Santa at their house. So my parents decided to do New Year's celebration, and that way we can have all the family together and not have to feel pressure to skip or do every other year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It
That's
was
a lot of people
a
to
lot
keep
of
up
fun.
With.
It's yeah. a lot of fun. Now there's 75 people that get together.
That's
and
crazy.
That's the immediate
that's awesome.
Family.
That's just the immediate family.
Oh, gosh. I bet it would be. So they all come to your house
well,
here in Texas?
We were having it at Westlake Academy at a time, and then we were doing it at North Texas Event Center.
The AT&T Center.
Literally, the stadium.
We have to have
some Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
We have to have someplace big because... At first, I was swimming with children at my knee level. Now we have kids that are grandchildren that are in their 26, so the oldest ones. And mm-hmm. then I still have new little infants. So
and she has two great grandchildren.
Really?
I do. I have
one
my
is,
first little great
one
granddaughter.
One is already born and one is on
one
the way.
One is on the way.
You're mm-hmm. the youngest great-grandmother ever. You look amazing.
I'm 72.
Are you?
I am 72.
You look more 62.
Truly.
Yeah. Good genes.
If you don't know what my mom looks like, you need to get on TikTok and on our Instagram and find her. She is one stunning, beautiful woman.
That's right. You're in a lot of the TikToks that I've seen, and they're amazing every time.
Well, she got her hair done today, so I made her do some more because I said, people are going to think you fired me and went to another salon if we don't do a TikTok.
But so. She's also got the hair topper system, as we do.
I do.
And let's talk
so
about
mom,
how
tell,
easy it is.
Tell Donna... Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, but tell Donna about your extension journey because, you know, you've always been a pixie girl.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I had an older sister who had long hair to her waist, and I was late to everything because she took forever. Made me late to everything.
Right.
And so I had this thing about long hair. I hated long hair. And so I had pixie hair. But this was back in the Mia era, because you know when I was 16, Mia was a big thing, and so I had
Mia Farrow,
an inch and a half, 2-inch hair. I took my hair dryer. They used to have those caps that were all blown up. I took that thing and I put it on my high boy dresser. I took the cord off, hose off, and I just fluffed my hair. Heck, I could have made a lot of money if I was thinking.
Yeah.
Made the first hair dryer, you know, the hand hair hair dryer. But anyway, I always had my hair really short. And then Joseph, when he got in his salon with his husband, I came in and he says, Mom, you got to do something with your hair. Let's try something different. And I'm like, long hair. No. You know, I had this mental block. I had a hard time. So he says, well, let's just start out slow. So he put a few little extensions right in the front of my face, a little bit, you know. Give me a little
just
bit
to give her a little bit of a bob.
Bob, right. A little bit of a bob here. And then he got me to put on a little top piece, a little, just give me a little bit of volume on top. I mean, it was shorter, but he just took me baby steps into this new world of toppers.
Oh,
and
not me. I wanted the whole head slap. Let's go. All of it.
But I was slow going. I was slow going. But now I am
a junkie.
I am a junkie now.
Yeah, you heard.
I have to admit, I am a junkie.
You heard when she sat down here and she's like, oh, people are waiting on me and giving me a sandwich. And this is the only time in her life she's ever had that. She saw my dad at home. She's getting him a sandwich and waiting on him. So she deserves a moment for herself.
I don't agree. I don't normally sit down and have people wait on me. So this is the only time I really do that.
Yeah, it's nice.
She's very addicted. And at one point, which is a funny story, she tells me, I'm going to take my hair out because, you know, I'm just going to go natural and I'm going to start doing water aerobics and I don't want to worry about getting my hair wet and all that. And I said, okay, that's fine. And, you know, obviously I don't charge my mother for her hair services, so there's nothing on the line. Like, I'm not worried about you not paying me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, okay, we'll take your hair out. And how long did it last?
Overnight.
Oh.
What happened?
I went home and my husband says, I thought you were getting your hair done today. And I said, I did. I decided to take it off and so I could do water aerobics. And he said, when are you getting it back on?
And my dad was very resistant in the beginning.
Oh, really?
He doesn't like change. Like when I first just put a few extensions and her hair wasn't even that long. I mean, I have pictures to prove it. It was not that substantial. And he's like, you better change her hair back to the way it was or I'm gonna have to fire you and get another stylist for her. And, you know, slowly but surely, you know, not only with her hesitation, but with my dad's fear of change. And now he is so addicted. He loves it. If she comes home without her hair, he is like, when are you going back? He's texting me.
It's like, go back now. I want that hair.
Yeah, I want the hair back.
Yeah, it looks amazing. And
it does.
I mean,
it's incredible.
You are a very busy woman, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And your lifestyle is crazy because you guys have chickens and pigs and bunnies and garden.
I have a very busy lifestyle. I never sit down. We're very active. And my husband's hobby is animals of all kinds, shapes, sizes, colors.
Aww.
And so we are outside a lot. And so this hair makes my life so much easier. You'd think, I like my sister, I thought long hair would be so much work. But let me tell you, this hair system makes my hair so much easier to take care of. I get up in the morning and I look good just getting up.
I mean, it's true. People don't believe it until they get it.
Right. I didn't believe it. Mm-mm. You told me that. I was like, there's no way.
This is a sales pitch. He's just trying to get me to do it. Mm-hmm. And I promise you, everybody who is scared of the maintenance level, of it's going to be hard to deal with, it's going to feel unnatural, it's literally the easiest thing you could do.
Mm-hmm. I get it washed once a week. I don't have to do it every day. I don't have to use a hot curling iron because I have the curls night out, which I put in at night, and I wake up and I have
the curls are there.
I have the lovely curls, and it stays in beautifully. It's just an amazing system. The whole thing.
It's a game changer.
It is.
I have some tea. You want some? Yeah, it's okay. She is human after all. Oh, we have water. Yeah. We're so prepared. And by we, I mean Donna Lee.
That's right.
Thank you, Donna. Such a doll. So I'm very, very happy, though, because now my mom and my dad are both on board, and now they are both hair junkies as well.
Do you cut your dad's hair, too?
No.
What?
I do. Oh, I've done it for 50 years.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he went to a competing salon, and that would be a fun story.
Oh, no.
He goes to the salon across the street.
He would never. No, he literally is so used to being spoiled by my mom.
Aww.
She does his manicures, his pedicures, his hair, his eyebrows, and makes him dinner.
Don't let my
husband. And gave him 10 children. I mean, what a woman.
I'm not letting my husband listen to this episode for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely send it to him later.
No, oh, I insist. I insist. I like to take care of my husband.
How long have y'all been married?
We've been married 54 years.
Oh, well, that's why it's so magical, because you guys are so loving. And he takes care of you.
Yes, we love each other.
And all the pets.
And all the pets and all of our children and all our grandchildren.
That's awesome.
43 of them. And two greats.
And more on the way.
Right?
Yes. Right.
There's a whole podcast coming. We keep teasing this.
Oh, goodness gracious.
We're going to save that for Nathan's podcast, aren't we?
I know. We need to. You're going to get some raw reaction from that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. I just keep hoping that my mother and father still have the energy in them to help future grandchildren come into this world.
Obviously they will.
Yes.
Your mom's perfect and 60 years old, so.
Well, we've been planning for them. We got them to move to Bedford, which is near us in Colleyville. So our salon and our home is in Colleyville, Texas, but we had to get grandma and grandpa closer. So they're moving probably this month, right?
Yes, hopefully.
Oh, her house is so gorgeous. They just did a complete remodel. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's a nice little thing, too. When you visit the salon, sometimes you get lucky and see your mom at the salon.
Oh, yeah.
And she is a little busy bee walking around that salon, making everybody happy and smiling.
She's the salon mom.
That's right.
And not just to the employees, to the clients as well.
Mm-hmm.
She's over here telling you, like, oh, honey, you need to do this to clean that stain. And, oh, you need to do this to get that. Oh, and when you're cooking, make sure you do that. I mean, she knows everything. If there's ever an issue, I'm like, did you talk to mom? She knows. And I need to make sure I start recording all these, because then I'm gonna be like, wait, what did mom tell me that one time? You know, I need to call her. What's going on?
So I won't be there.
Oh, yes you will. You're not going anywhere.
So when you become a salon client, you become one of the family.
Absolutely.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden you have 10 siblings and a mom and all the stuff that comes with it.
And a whole bunch of crazy cousins. But that's another story.
That's a whole other podcast too.
Yes.
But Joseph got me to grow my hair out to my waist.
Really?
His sister Brianna wouldn't let him work on her hair. There's no way.
Oh, how funny.
So I told her I wanted her to have another baby. Yeah. This is when I was about 7. Yeah. And I said, Mom, I want you to have another baby. Why? Because I want a little sister. Will you have a little sister? No, she won't let me do her hair and she doesn't even like to play dress up. She's a boy. So I was certain that she would have another baby, but she had other plans for herself.
Oh.
And that involved, I'll grow my hair out.
That's funny.
So she was actually my first client that, I mean, other than Brianna cutting her pigtails off, but my first client, I learned to braid on my mom's hair.
Oh,
so he brushed it, braided it, played with it.
And I've always loved hair.
That's the only reason I grew it out.
That's funny. And here we are today.
Still brushing it and braiding it.
Right.
And now her demand level has just gone way up here. I mean, you start out kind of like respectable and not too crazy. And then all of a sudden, bam, you've been to Ryan Wayne and you got a big ego and a big head. You're like, right. Oh, you better brush my hair. I know you do that here.
Then we're all waiting on Mama Diane and she's used to it now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But actually, when she's there, she's usually helping us a lot. So unless it's her appointment time, she's not a diva. But when it's her appointment time, don't get in the way.
And you deserve to be.
Exactly.
After all these children's and grandchildren's and great-grandchildren's, you are the diva.
Well, and my husband, Nathan, loves my mom.
I love Nathan, too. Oh, they're very good. He's very special.
I mean,
I was so glad when Joseph found Nathan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, me too.
That is so sweet. I can't wait to hear y'all talk about it too. You and Nathan.
Yeah, my mom knew that I was seeing somebody before I ever told her. And I was talking to her one day on the phone and she's like, so when are you going to introduce me to this guy? And I said, what guy? What are you talking about? And she's like, the one I hear in your voice, you're happy. I've never heard you this happy. So I want to meet him. When are we meeting him? I'm like, Mom, what are you talking about? Cause you know, it was still new and I didn't know if I wanted them to meet. And she's like, Joseph, I know you. Set up the dinner. I want to meet him. So sure enough, we set up dinner, Nathan, myself, my mom and my dad, and everything's going so great. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's having a good time. Just the right amount of laughter, no awkward pauses. I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Next thing I know, my dad's like, well, we got to go. And he gets up and he starts patting Nathan on the back. And I'm like, what's happening right now? And he's like, a thing of beauty is an ongoing expense. I'm like, oh,
your
my
dad
gosh,
said that to
yes,
Nathan.
He said that to Nathan. And I was like, Dad, are you kidding me right now? Like, and he's like, I'm just saying, I love your mother, but my God, she's expensive. And so,
oh my God,
Nathan
so
responded,
funny.
I already know. And so I maintained that he had full disclosure. So
he did have full disclosure.
He did. And it's his
he
fault.
Was warned.
He put a ring on it anyway.
And the, the rest is history.
Yeah. But I'm very happy. Thank you, Mom, for joining us. I love you.
Thank you for having me. So if you want to reach out to the salon, give us the email address, the text number.
The email address is info@RyanWayneSalon.com. The phone number to call us is 817-656-2400. And send an email inquiry. You can always follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure that you're staying up to date with all of our posts. We have fabulous content. You will not be bored. They're very good, informative, but also fun.
And don't forget to follow the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. So exactly. Amazon, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you listen to the podcast.
Yes, you will never get enough Donna Lee and Joseph Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Girl,
that's right.
We're keeping the world entertained.
Thank you so much for joining us, Diane.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. Appreciate you both.
Mm-hmm. Like, follow, share, and enjoy your hair.
Thank you for listening to the Ryan Wayne Salon Podcast. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Clapper. We'll see you next week.